I knew something was wrong the second the pickup truck pulled into our driveway. I'd been waiting for Wes for more than an hour, and now, before he even came to a stop, the look in his eye warned me to brace myself. "He's in rough shape," Wes said as he got out of the truck. "Rougher than I thought." I've known Wes for more than 10 years, nearly from the day my wife and I first uprooted ourselves from Philadelphia to live on this small farm in Pennsylvania Amish country, and I'd never seen him so grim before. Together, we walked behind the pickup and pulled open the trailer doors. I took a look inside, then immediately grabbed in my pocket for my phone. Luckily, I had the number I needed. "Scott, you've got to get over here. This is really bad." "Okay," Scott said. "You just make him comfortable, and I'll be over in the morning." "Yeah, no, I think you better, have to..." I paused a sec to untangle my tongue. Scott was the expert, not me. But I didn't think we had many mornings left to work with. I tried again to tell him what I was looking at. Inside the trailer was a gray donkey. Its fur was crusted with dung, turning his white belly black. In places, the fur had torn away, revealing raw skin almost certainly infested with parasites. He was barrel-shaped and bloated from poor feed, and his mouth was a mess, with one tooth so rotten it fell right out when touched. Worst of all were its hooves, so monstrously overgrown they'd look like a witch's claws. "Scott, seriously, you've got to see this." "Don't worry," Scott said. "I've seen it all. Catch you in the morning." The donkey belonged to a member of Wes's church. Wes is a truly wonderful person to begin with, and as a Mennonite, he's committed by faith to helping anyone in need, or in this case, any creature. Wes had discovered that one of his fellow churchgoers was an animal hoarder who kept goats and a donkey penned in squalor in a crumbling barn. The hoarder was out of work, so his family was suffering from his fixation as well. Money needed for food and rent was going for animal feed instead. Wes and several church elders had tried to persuade the hoarder to relinquish his pets, but he wouldn't budge. Finally, Wes took a deep breath and bent his iron-hard honesty to the limit. "What if," he asked the hoarder, "we take the animals away for 2 years? Just 2 years. We'll give them to a good family and get them healthy, and that will give you time to put up some fences and clean out those stalls." It wasn't really a lie, Wes told himself. More like a hope. The hope that 2 years would be long enough for the hoarder to forget these poor animals and get on with his life. "Give it a try?" Wes persisted. "Okay," the hoarder replied. "But they have to go to a good family." Wes got on the job at once. The goats were easy to place. Someone in Lancaster can always use a free lawnmower. But donkeys are tough. They're famously ornery, known for biting and kicking, and serve no purpose on a working farm. They can't be milked or butchered or, in many cases, even ridden. Keeping them in hay and feed can be expensive, and that's before you're shelling out for dental care and deworming and vaccinations. So why did I want him? I didn't. Not when I got a good look at him, that was for sure. As transplanted city folk who knew zip about farm life when we moved to the country, my wife and I had gotten a kick out of trying our hand with a few starter animals. First up was a stray black cat that appeared at the back door, and when it survived and stuck around, we advanced to some backyard chickens, and then a foster sheep that we took on loan from an Amish neighbor to see if we could handle it, like a kindergartner bringing home the class's pet turtle for the weekend. Wes owns the farm next to ours, and when he told me about the donkey he was trying to rescue, I figured, why not? We could just turn it loose out back and let the kids feed it apple cores. I wasn't making any promises till we saw it, though, which was fine by Wes. The donkey's owner, he said, was a bit of a handful who felt the same way about me. So one afternoon, my two young daughters and I headed over to the hoarder's house to check things out. Secretly, that was just our cover story. The girls and I had already made up our minds before we'd even gotten in the car that unless this thing was a rampaging maniac, we were bringing it home. During the drive, we schemed up ways to talk Mommy into this operation and debated names for our future pet.